Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers. It's a crash course for the ravers. Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Face the nation.
91.5 WMFO in Medford with Africa Core Creepskin.
Yeah, that's just good music there, Africa yeah. Core.
That's
good. There, Africa Core, yeah.
That's great stuff. Female singer there, huh?
Right. Yeah, that was Patricia Reagan from Washington, D.C. The Africa Core, as a band, existed in New Jersey, Brooklyn, New York, and Maryland.
Okay.
And Merle Allen is able to get the Murder Junkies together in four different states, so hell, we just did it first. That's all.
Yeah.
She wasn't the lead singer, though, right?
She only sang on a couple songs. Everyone that wanted to be was a member. It was kind of like Up for People, but with punk. So anyone that wanted to be in the band could be in the band.
Right.
The way I saw it was the back of the first Eric Clapton solo record with After Midnight, where it's like, you know.
Right.
Kenny Highland and Friends, Mad Dogs and Highland.
Like the Band on the Run cover. Like.
Well, we're kind of James more like, Coburn's in yeah, the band, too.
Right. We keep eating so much kale and green stuff, we're going to be the band with the runs.
Oh, a lot of songs about the girls that you ended up dating. And
We can not go into that. But, I'm a regular dude, and I hope my act isn't misconstrued. But Patricia wrote for... Actually, when Patricia and I were together 40-odd years ago, the Ramones came and played Washington, D.C. for the first time. And so we met them backstage. And then she says that we met Danny Fields. And Danny said, get the hell out of D.C. and go up to New York. And she did, and she wrote for Punk Magazine.
Nice.
So, but yeah, she was on that record.
So another track you guys want me to play from that one while I have it in there?
We did. That was Creepskin.
All right. What else would you like to hear?
Refrigerator Rapping.
Shall we?
Number nine.
You get it a little bit older and a little bit slower. The Watusi, the twist.
Very good.
Are we more popular than Jesus at this present moment?
I don't want
to. What I really meant to say was.
No, we're just more popular than Procter & Gamble.
I mean, what I really meant to say was that more people would go and see the Africa Corps than they would be going to church. I wasn't knocking it or anything, but you know.
All right, John.
Give me back my what?
Okay, what's the name of number nine?
Undo My Bris.
This is Refrigerator Rapping, about Kenny talking in front of a refrigerator.
Let me tell the real story.
Okay. Is it the first rap song or what?
December 30, New Year's Eve in 1975. I'm out in Highland, Indiana, where Jerry McGeorge from The Shadows of Night is from, okay? So there's the guys that ended up in the Gizmos. I'm out there to this New Year's Eve party. And basically just... I noticed that everybody always is inside. I noticed this down in Washington, D.C. with Martha Hull from the Slicky Boys. Everybody goes to a party. They're always in the kitchen, by the fridge, by the beer, talking. So, like, people were saying, like, the guy who ended up becoming the Gizmos bass player, he said, is your name really Highland? So I pulled out my ID and showed him, and I was in Highland, Indiana. And that night, I was drinking Budweiser and brandy and also anything that was a handy. And Rich Coffee got me home in one piece, and that's how I ended up in the band.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You didn't know that.
So people asked
that
you.
Was in the good old days before I met your... So
people asked you if your name was really Kenny Highland. Because people used to ask me all the time when I was in the Africa Corps, which has that Germanic theme, is your name really Kenny Kaiser?
And it was like... Duistein Kaiser.
That is my real name, yes.
Yeah, that's because you're great.
That does sound made up. That is your real name, though.
That is my real name.
All right. His great-great-grandfather couldn't make up his mind whether he was born in Germany, Austria, or Poland.
Right.
Cigar-making Kaisers. Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah. Kenny find my old...
I lifted my leg on his family tree. That's
yeah, he's climbing up my family tree.
Lifted my leg.
I heard you were the sap of your family tree.
So did we explain refrigerator rap before I play it?
That was the explanation.
I hope
it made a lot of as much sense to you.
It didn't.
I tried to explain it, but then he wanted to give you his explanation.
That's what I'm asking. Was it explained?
So certain people say we need a translator. So are we ready? Kiss song? 1, 2, 3, 4. Beth, we hear you calling, but we can't talk to you right now. Because Brian's going to be playing a song and we don't know what it is. In just a few more hours, you're going to be stuck at home with Moose.
Oh.
Well, Beth, we hear you calling. Beth, what can we do? Beth, what can we do?
There we go.
Africa Corps.
We got her. We got her.
Have a boom.
Out of my mind on New Year's night. Trying to kiss every good. They talk, all right. Now some of us remember that night. And some of us don't, trials of mine. Some are angry and some are sad. Some are happy now and some are glad we were.
Say it again.
Hello again.
That's better. I hear you've all split up then.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Why?
Well, you know, we've been slogging away for 3.5 years,
yeah.
And we got a new record.
She never passed, keep back, she sits in my-
101.5 MFO with a couple from the senders there. Few from Africa Corps. We had Refrigerator Rapping, Blizzard of 78, Creepskin. Don't ask me what that Kenny Everett show jingle was. Just a little experiment, I guess.
Well, he's a Kenny also, right?
Yeah, that's why. I was looking at Kenny stuff.
It's Celtic for handsome, you know, Kanye.
Of course.
All right.
And then we had to play some senders just to play something while you guys are getting ready. What are you going to play for
Felipe
us?
Felipe Mon Ami.
What will you play for us today, Kens? The Kens.
Cave Woman? Think
we're going for Cave Woman?
Yeah.
All right, so this is a song about a girl from Brockport.
I love this. You know what? I think this is the first Gizmo song I ever played on my program.
Oh, okay. That's because that was a Gizmo's tune, yeah. I'll give it real quick. I was guarding our country against commies down in Quantico, Virginia, waiting for my security clearance from the NSA. And so I used to, like, write a song.
This is Kenny Highland, if you just...
If you don't
us.
Know, now you're gonna. So, yeah, I wrote this song. And my brother, who's going to be a grandfather soon, he talked about this old girlfriend of mine from high school. He says, man, she sits there dancing, and her black hair is flying around. And she looks like a freaking cave woman, he said. So, anyway, that's how it's about. So that's who it's about, and we're going to do it.
Right on.
All right.
Ready? Go for it.
Ready? Bo Diddley beat.
Two, oh, two, three, four. Heard me call you cave woman because of your wild hair. But I call you cave woman because of what you got down there. We went with left hand loop to see a mare can't grab me. I was so glad.
Mustang. That was my Eric Burden vocals on that. So,
oh, yeah, yeah. Good job with the lyrics, too.
Yeah, I know. I missed it. You know, I got part time. Yeah. That's it. I'm out of the band, you know.
That's it. You're selling your bass. You're out of the band.
And what are we going to do next, Kenny Magic Fingers Kaiser?
Well, we're going to do the song Mad at the World, which I would like to point out was written by my mother.
What?
That's true.
Mrs. Kaiser?
Yeah, Mrs. X, yep.
Because, she was talking to Don Buckley, and he was giving his philosophy of life. And then after he gave all his, vitriol, she said, wow, he's just mad at the world.
Ah.
And then Kenny wrote the song.
Okay, I wrote it. She came up with the title.
She came up with the title.
And other people came up with all the words.
Okay.
No, I came up with the music, too. I stole from...
Punch Your Face and Cry was Jay Gruber.
Oh, I owe him money, too. Well... He's dead. So
just one problem.
Just one problem. Jake
Rest in peace, brother.
So I wrote this one in my kitchen in Laurel, Maryland, where that's where they shot the governor. That's George Wallace. Let me make one political statement, though.
Uh-oh.
Y'all think things are bad right now?
I won't play your America First in a little while. I got that.
Okay. Y'all, imagine if George Wallace got elected in 1968. That is what we got right now in the White House. Okay, that's all I got to say.
So, okay, that's
the
it.
Times they are
that's
changing.
Okay,
bad.
I can handle that.
So they shot George Wallace down there in Laurel, Maryland, and that was
72, I think.
72, yep.
Brema.
Yep, but I wrote this song in 77, so you know you all keep that in mind.
Has something to do with George Wallace?
Yeah, I wrote this song where George Wallace got shot.
He brought that. He brought that up.
Where,
okay. The Horatio Alger of the Hard Hats.
Glad connected this to George Wallace. It's called "Mad at the World."
Yep.
I'm mad at the world.
because I can't get a girl. They all say goodbye, who won't tell me why? Now I'm mad at the world, I'm mad at the world. Walk with me, I'm as desperate as I can be. I wanna talk to them, but I'm too shy. It's enough to make me punch your face and cry. I'm mad at the world, cause I can't get a girl. They all say goodbye, won't tell me why. Now I'm mad at the world. I'll take anybody, I'm no chooser, just to prove that I'm not a loser. Maybe someday my real wife will appear, but until then I'll try and drink a beer. I'm mad at the world, cause I can't get a girl. They all say goodbye, won't tell me why. Now I'm mad at the world, but time's on my side.
Well, that was, like, surprisingly beautiful.
Well, thank you. Now, you notice that we took from Phil Spector's Then He Kissed Me, and also Riding Along on a Carousel. Same chord, C to an F.
Whoa.
You bet you didn't know that.
Secrets are revealed.
Yeah, so I owe Graham Nash money, you know. Who else? Phil Spector, well, ain't doing him no good. He's in jail right now. So.
He didn't do
it. Classical guess.
Well, that depends on when I eat
the gas part down.
That's when G. Julie cooks me all them green things there. You know, then you got Mason Williams is what you got.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and we're just letting Kenny go wild today.
I was talking with G. Julie about how much I miss hearing Howard Stern on the radio. So we're trying to do our best to recreate it. I said, you could sit there over there like Robin Givens, you know. And
okay.
I could be Stern.
All right.
Okay.
I guess I'll be.
He's from New Jersey,
I'll,
right?
I'll be Bubba Booey.
Was he from Jersey?
Maybe.
I think
you, you don't need to like mourn Howard because you got this show now. Okay.
George Carlin said there's
something
seven words,
different and it's better.
Seven words that you can't say on the radio though, George Carlin.
What are those words?
I ain't saying them.
I used to have a pin that had them all on it, actually.
Yeah, right on.
Cool.
Yeah.
Forgot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Use your freedom of choice.
Look down at my lapel. So what do you have next for us, guys?
Oh, you want to do another song or you want to tell more stories?
Both. I'm a picking and you're a grinning, just like Hee-Haw.
You know the words of Iggy?
Actually, I don't.
Which one?
Your own song that you wrote.
I didn't write that. Solomon wrote that.
Solomon.
You get a song about
Iggy?
He's dead
now, too. Oh. Yeah, it's on the Africa Corps record. We got Howard Wolfing was in a bunch of good bands.
I mean, we could always play the studio tracks, too. What's the Iggy song?
It's called Iggy.
Is it which album?
The first one you got right there, Music to Kill By.
Do you want to do that while you guys figure out what you're going to do?
Yeah,
that sounds like a good idea.
I will. Music to Kill By.
And I'm not going to mind you.
I think I already have. Do I have that in here already?
Do you want to play guitar now?
Sure.
You want to play the acoustic? What are we going to do? Want to pick the next one, do the three songs for the next little set?
Whatever you want to do.
I'm trying to find Iggy.
Wild Mouse.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
How come I don't see this?
Wild Mouse, Don't Get Fresh
With. Oh, well, let's see. I don't have my glasses on.
You sure it's on that one?
Number 17.
You got it? 17. All right.
Yeah, there's a lot of tracks on that thing.
Yeah, there's just too many tracks. No. There it is.
22 songs on it, which is...
We were faster than the Ramones.
It's like a K-Tel record.
Yeah, it's like all the hits.
This one's from Africa Corps with Kenny and Kenny. The album is Music to Kill By. Check it out. It's a song about Iggy. And we'll be back with more live stuff from them.
So much for that guy. Life that never dies. So much for that. What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits, and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host. Thank you.
WMFO, we are here with Ken Kaiser, Kenny Highland.
The Kens.
The Kens.
With a Z.
K-E-N-Z.
Being a Gucci.
What do you have for us now, Kenny?
Woo! This here is a song about the best girl on the planet. What's her name?
Jill B. Johnny.
This goes out to Little Richard because he's still alive and well.
One, two, three, four.
Jail bait. You finally made a mistake after 40 years. Jail bait, Janet. She's the best girl on the planet. Woo! Jail bait, Janet. She's the best girl on the planet. First time I met Janet, she came to my house. I was only a sweet 16, quiet as a mouse. 9 months later, I was swinging from a rafter, and it was me and Bill that she went chasing after. She was jailbait Janet. She's the best girl on the planet. Woo! Jailbait Janet. She's the best girl on the planet. She made a big choice win, but I saw Johnny win her. Got her first kiss done, a rock and roll hoochie coo. It's all right, 'cause 2 weeks later, she fixed me up with Sue. She was jailbait Janet. She's the best girl on the planet. Woo! Jailbait Janet.
love me, but you can't come in. Say you love me, but you can't come in.
Fantastic.
Wow.
One for a little Rich. I take that back. If it wasn't for Paul McCartney doing I'm Down, that is where, in Long Tall Sally, if Little Richard hadn't taught him that holler in Hamburg, that is where I got that vocal from. So,
Do you want to take a break and hear a little of that, or do you want to keep going?
Actually, one of my birthdays, Mike Quirk and I did cover I'm Down.
That's a great song. Do you want to try that?
Well, I don't know if Kaiser's now. he's used to my little Richardisms. The other night, Julie and I were listening to, I had out the AM radio, and, they're playing, Keep a Knockin'.
Right.
So when she started going, we started singing Jailbait Janet to the tune of Keep a Knockin',
right,
my little
right.
Richard. And is that where I stole it from? Oops.
Yep, that works.
Sorry, Richard. Woo! They all stole from me. And I stole from little Richard. So there. Woo-hoo! Coffee's kicking in. Good thing that G. Julie makes me that coffee first thing in the morning. Yep. Give her some tribute there. Yep.
A little pep, huh?
Woo-hoo!
What do you got next?
We want to do a song by Don Buckley. Donald Buckley, if you're out there, this is I Went Downtown to See My Gal. She wasn't there, so I left.
This nation was safe from communists next to me and Lance Corporal Don Buckley guarding the NSA, so...
So thank you for your service, U.S. Marines.
Kumrad, that's where we're not speaking Russian yet. Da, Kumrad. Well, we should play the Commissar, actually.
Das Commissar?
Das Commissar. Yeah. That's a better song, you know. But yeah. Da, Kumrad. So in fact, Donald Buckley, he still said, frickin' to Putin, he put that on my Facebook wall.
Whoa,
so.
Yeah, he did say something like that.
They're going to take away our security clearances. They're going to take away our security clearances. So.
Yeah. So this was written by Donald.
Am I singing this one?
No, I'm singing it and you're playing lead.
Oh, okay.
Kenny and Kenny, the Kens. On NFL.
I went downtown to see my gal. She wasn't there, so I left. I went downtown to see my gal. She wasn't there, so I left.
Well, I'm lonely. Wanna die? Yeah.
Do it.
Lose.
No?
I could. Yeah. You ready?
No. You can sing it if you want.
You're not going to play on it?
No.
You're right. What are we doing? Why should we do a band that is more popular than us?
Yeah.
The Beatles, So.
Why make them more popular, you're saying?
Yeah, why make them more popular?
We talked about everything I know.
My second ex-wife was an extreme Beatle hater. She even had like a Beatle hating website up.
Can you be? They influenced everything.
Well, no. besides the fact that she was a Bernie supporter and anti-Beatle, then they found her dead down in Texas. She had a heart attack, or so they say, on the floor of her kitchen. But I think it was a conspiracy. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was a Trump-supporting Beatle lover.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of, a Beatle hater, you said.
Yeah, she liked Bernie.
But you said Beatle lover.
Bernie's good.
She was a Beatle hater. She hated the Beatles. She had an anti-Beatle website. So it was a right-wing Beatle lover. That's how come she ended up dead down in Texas.
She's a right. He keeps saying, was she a lover or a hater?
You said lover.
Lover of what?
You keep saying she was a Beatle lover.
Oh, Beatle hater.
Hater.
No, the killer. The killer was. You understand?
The killer was a hater.
I'm supposed to be translating, but I just can't keep up.
So because she loved the Beatles so much, you think a Beatle hater killed her?
No, Beatle lover. A conservative Beatle lover killed her. You understand?
All right, so she was a Beatle hater.
Yeah, she hated
Beatle lover killed her.
She liked Bernie, though.
All right.
Made me go to a Jerry Brown rally, if you can believe that. So,
we're going to do a song.
I'd rather go to a James Brown rally.
We're going to dedicate this one to my dad, who in the Africa Corps was practicing at the house and was driving him crazy, he came roaring down the stairs and said, "Don't get fresh with me."
He's born April 2nd, just like me.
Same birthday as Kenny Hyland. So Kenny
I Hyland's eat all his ice cream, too.
This song is called "Don't Get Fresh With Me," and Kenny Hyland's going to start it.
All right.
Off Hello World. He also did all them James Brown records on Polydor, like the Big Payback.
All right.
That's why I said those James Brown chords.
Okay.
Funky. To the bridge. Where's that confounded bridge?
Little Zeppelin? You gotta do some Zeppelin?
You wanna?
No, I can do the Zeppelin tonight.
You wanna hear Led Zeppelin play Giant the Jumper Cable? She wants to kill Bassa. That's my tribute to Robert Plant.
I'd love to hear that.
That was a nice one.
It was, yeah. Okay, what we got next on the list here?
Your kiss is all mine.
Anytime you guys want a break, I can play one of those songs
we'll
you mentioned.
We'll do one more. We'll do Wild Mouse. Can you play Wild Mouse, Kenny?
Okay.
Or do you want to not play on it? You don't know it.
I know it.
Oh, you do know it.
Yeah, you solo. You took the intro from Deuce by Kiss.
Deuce. It's Deuce by Kiss.
Hold on. I got a call, guys. This is probably for
you. Very important.
Yeah, put it on the air. Put it on.
Yeah, that's right.
That poor person.
I'm putting
turn
my mother.
Turn that awful music off.
MFO, you're on the air.
Hello? Hi.
Hey.
Miss Lynn.
Who is it?
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Is Miss Lynn? It's Miss Lynn.
First off, I wanted to wish Mike Quirk a happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Mike
Quirk. Happy birthday, Michael Quirk.
Thank you, Miss Lynn. I love you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is coming up, Mike.
I wanted to make a request from the Hello World album.
Oh, Miss Lynn has a request. Okay,
Sorry, Lynn, what's that?
So, I have a request from the Hello World album.
Okay.
I want to hear I Want to Burn Out.
Oh, I Want to Burn Out. Okay.
You want to do it live?
Yeah, we can do it live.
All right.
You want to
be Martha or I want?
Well, what? I do have Hall ancestry, so she is my cousin. All I do need to do is
so
get
Kenny's
nose gonna
jobs. Sing. Kenny's gonna be Martha.
I'm gonna get a nose job, so I can do it. With that Hackamore Brick intro,
is that what it is?
Hackamore Brick.
What is that?
Hackamore Brick there on Kama Sutra about 1971. It's pretty obscure. Only Eddie Flowers would find it on YouTube.
You and he are the only ones that know that one.
Is that all, Miss Lynn?
Okay, we're going
to... I Want to Burn Out? All right,
just... I, I would like to hear the version with Martha Hull singing.
Oh, no, she doesn't want us to sing it, Kenny. She wants to hear Martha Hull
the studio
singing.
Version.
Well, that's a wild choice if I must say so myself.
Oh, I'll have to take that up.
Okay, which on one of these things.
Yeah, it's
on
Hello World.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Heavens to Betsy, we don't want us to sing it.
Then they actually, the next record after that is going to be Kiss Your Tookus Goodbye.
All right, so we'll play one more song, maybe. We'll do Wild Mouse, and then we're going to play, I Want to Burn Out from the
Hello World version, right?
Album. Yeah, second.
Excellent.
All right, by somebody to produce
thanks
Dave
for the
Brown.
Call, Miss Lynn.
Thanks, Miss Lynn.
Yep.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
That's Miss Lynn from Boston Groupie News.
So this next song is called Wild Mouse. It's the shortest song on the LP at 47 seconds.
Want to hear the James Brown? I will do the James Brown version.
No, we're not going to do the James Brown version.
Well, I hang out at the music park. Night and day for the pinball machines.
Oh,
I rarely play.
You're killing me.
Same engineer. You know, if we made a record like that.
He feels good.
I knew that it would.
Actually, after everyone drank all that Genesee beer, they felt, I feel bad.
All right, Wild Mouse, you ready?
Yep.
Think you can play it?
Yeah.
I don't think so. One, two, three, four.
I've never been to the haunted house. I just want to ride on the wild mouse.
Wild mouse. Wild mouse. Wild mouse.
Woo!
Wow. I think we got that in under 47 seconds.
And the part where you went from...
We're going to take a break.
When you went from the one to the four, that was from anybody's answer off the first Grand Funk record.
Exactly.
I know who you're ripping off. Who's that?
You want to take a break, guys? We'll go to some songs.
Yep. Yeah.
I haven't looked at Facebook the whole show, so people have been requesting it all there. I'll go check that out, and we'll play a little... we'll start off with a little Richard, huh?
Oh, yeah.
We start off with a little Richard.
All right. And if you have requests...
In 40 years, I'm not going to be doing this because I'll be 100. Oh, unless Paula Worsley is our personal attendant at the old age home. Okay. At Punk Rock Retirement.
You'd like that?
As long as we get to listen to WJIB, that's all I care.
855-915-9636. If you have a request, and this isn't JIB, 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Bum, 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 toot-a-boot. She rock to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. To the booty, oh Rudy. 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 Oh, wop, bop, loom, bop, lump, bump, bum. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Yes, indeed. Boy, you don't know what you do to me. To the booty.